Abandon the co-opted narrative. It has become unrecognizable. This baby is not the Christ child. This baby is stillborn, lifeless, plastic, inanimate. Remove the figurine from the manger scene. It is a distraction that we cannot afford. Jesus, the child, was not in the beginning. The Word was in the beginning, before the beginning, before time, and all things came into being through the Word. The Word emanates from God. The Word is God, hovering over the primordial waters, speaking life into being, hovering over Mary, speaking life into being, impregnating the world, becoming flesh. The Word became human, became the child Jesus, the man Jesus, the only Son of God who was crucified, dead, and buried, who rose on the third day, and in that rising took up death with him, encompassing death in life. And that life is the light of everyone, whether we recognize it or not. The prologue of John's Gospel is the story of limitless life, the creating pulse of God, of the Word and God limiting themselves at a particular point in time to re-enliven creation, to be reborn not of the blood of empire that projects and protects power through sacred violence, to be reborn not of the will of the flesh, which seeks a self-dolling, a sort of zombie-like half-life through consumption, to be reborn not of the will of man through the subjugation of the gestators of life and all others by imposing schemes of expansion and erection of his own reflection. No. The Word became flesh, limited the Word's self, so that all may be reborn of God. That is to be reborn through the Word emanating from God, creating and recreating all things. The Word limits the Word's self for this brief moment in time to bring us the possibility of participating in the limitlessness of creation. It seems a corrupting move to limit this inbreaking of Creator God to this narrative of the ever-narrowing interpretation of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. John, in his 14 chapters of the Gospel, writes that God is sending another, a Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and she will teach us everything and remind us of everything that Jesus first spoke, first taught us. The Word is still among us, but the Word is no longer in the flesh. But she has come as the Spirit. The Spirit is the Word that is not limited but makes life possible for us, a limitless understanding of light, of truth, of life. Where is this Word, this Spirit? Where do we find her in our Christmas pageants? Let us look for her in our lives, and let us embrace this Spirit that gives life to everyone.